You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real World After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real World After Show.
Boy, stop.
It's about to be a girl fight.
Hey.
All right, Drea. It's
a new I can't the nephew. You're too good.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
Yo, what up, AfterBuzzers? Bing is here doing it. We are here doing another AfterBuzz TV After Show for the Real World, Season 28, Episode 11. Welcome to the shit show. It's your boy DJ Jesse Janity, joined in studio by Nicolette
Gallon.
Hi.
Hi.
And I mean, hey, guess who decided to join us back in studio is Drea Renee.
What up?
And the one, the only Roxy Stryer.
Hello.
She's back.
All right. In a building, yeah.
All right.
Our mix master in the booth is Sir Steven.
Hi.
How's it going, guys?
We have a very special show for you guys tonight. We have Naya. She's going to call in. Marlon as well. Very excited to get some of that. But before we get them on the line, can we just rant about this episode right now?
Wow.
I mean, to be honest with you, I have nothing to rant about.
All right. First of all.
What do you mean you have nothing to rant about?
You have something to rant.
Here's my thing.
This episode was full.
I'm not giving anybody relevancy. I just made up my own word.
That's all right.
Relevancy. That is so classic.
No, you didn't make that up.
Oh, really?
Oh, I thought you did. I like
that. Right, relevancy.
All right. Anyways, speaking of relevancy, let's talk about Jessica.
Exactly. She's irrelevant.
I just like could not. Here's the problem. So I've been gone for 2 weeks, and so I just have to fill everybody in. I feel like 2 weeks ago, I had a completely different opinion on who my favorites versus my least favorites were. Now all I care about is the fact that I cannot stand Jessica. I want to take her and throw her off of that freaking balcony, and then take my cigarette and throw it on top of her, and then put some gasoline on it.
Hey guys, just want to be a virgin again.
I'm sorry to be such a bitch about it. Like, I'm sure she's got her own nice things.
So, you know,
she is so annoying. Like, you're not a virgin, so you can't be a virgin again. And why, if you are so set on being a virgin, do you have to wear a fucking ring on your finger?
Hold up!
Okay, this is all I want to say. Okay.
It ain't gonna be all you have
It's all I had to say about her, because to be honest with you, like, I mean, girl, just do what you do. Like, I'm just not gonna be listening. I'm not gonna be paying attention, because I really don't care. Let's just be real.
But don't you think that would bother her so much? I feel like she only wants attention.
I mean, good for her.
Do you think she's doing it for attention?
I don't care.
I think she is, because she said, like, I'm the attention with my family, and everyone loves me, and I love them too.
This is the comment that threw me over the edge.
Like, shut up.
I'm strong enough as a Christian woman to give a Christian man what he needs in a Christian wife.
Well, then go ahead, girl.
All I wrote next to that was, LOL. You're kidding me, right? Like, be confident enough in yourself as a woman.
Isn't her stare crazy, too?
Like, why does it have to be? What's this whole new thing? Like, I feel like, I don't know, like.
I'm going to find that Instagram photo of that girl.
I'm not in my own conversation here.
No,
I'm hearing what you're saying.
I'm sorry.
I understand the Christian thing. I'm not going to knock anyone's religion.
I'm not knocking a religion.
No, I know you're not knocking.
Where to come from? Like, Marlon the whole time has been like this. I just feel like she all of a sudden, like Bird was saying. Bird was saying, Bird says, she's like, listen, the only reason you're doing this is because you got dumped. Deal with the fact that you got dumped.
It is true.
It happens.
Let me just say something. You know, there's always that one guy. that you're like, oh my God, I'm just never going to have sex again because I'm just so irritated. Like, you know, after you're dating this man yes. and then something really goes wrong, you're just like, I'm never going to have sex again. Like, I'm never going to date anybody. Like, I'm done. I'm going celibate. Now. There's no time.
Girl, let me ask you, how many purity rings do you own?
Oh, Nicola? None. Exactly, I'm just saying that I've said that before. Like, I'm just not going to have sex. No, I'm not going to talk to nobody. I'm over it.
I know what you mean. But she went too far. When you drink too much alcohol, the next day you wake up, you're so hungover, and you say, I'm never drinking ever again.
That's exactly what it is.
Obviously, you don't mean it. I get that, but I'm not going out and buying and going to AA and getting my first day
sobriety
thing. Guys,
hold the hell damn up.
Hold it.
Jessica came into this talking about, I'm a pure, I don't like to have sex with people. We're not going to have sex. Me and Paul Bunyan, no, not happening.
Me and Paul Bunyan.
And then all of a sudden, he outed her, talking about freaks in the sheets, if you read the email. If
they
you went back last
it.
Week and paused and read the email. So mm-hmm. now, because I'm still lost, because apparently I still thought y'all was a virgin. Okay. He was a virgin. Right.
Well, we got Nina Moore on the line.
Naya, what up, girl?
Hey guys.
Hey, Naya Tyson.
All right, Naya, I know you only have a little bit to talk with us, so let's just finish this Jessica thing up.
Did her and Paul Bunyan have sex?
Tyler.
I'm sorry?
Did Jessica and Paul Bunyan have sex?
And Paul Bunyan is Tyler. We just call him Paul Bunyan.
I don't know.
Really? Naya, come on, girl.
Oh, she's
No, I really don't know.
What else does freak in the sheets mean?
Probably because they so freaky that they so quiet and they just don't know.
Right, because my thing is Jessica was running around the house talking about I'm not going to have sex with him and claiming to be this, you know, I don't know if, I'm not going to say the word virgin because I can't remember if she said she was a virgin and then she kind of.
No, she didn't say virgin. She just born again virgin.
Okay.
Is this her like double?
There's a difference.
Is this like the second time she's born again?
I don't know, because I don't stick my head in her panties, so I can't tell you how many dicks are in there.
I hope not, girl.
Me neither, girl.
All right, girl. All right, well, let's move on from that, because I know you don't have a lot to talk. So let's just talk about Daisy had her own episode tonight.
She
you and Daisy.
Did.
It was the
Y'all
You and Daisy show.
Yes, I decided to give her a little bit of a spotlight.
Yeah. So kind of let's start from the beginning. You know, Daisy's and you weren't kind of, you kind of had to butter yourself up to Daisy because you kind of
weren't on
good terms with her. And then you guys became really close. What was the reason Avery even brought Daisy in the first place?
Avery is basically what you would call a nomad. Like, she just jumps around the city from guy to guy. That's how she gets around. Like, that's seriously the truth. So she has no friends, no family in Arizona. She's from Detroit. Her mom kicked her out the house. She, like, fist fought her mom out the house. So now she lives there. So she had no one to watch Daisy. So the only way she was going to come on the show was if they said she could bring the dog.
Oh.
Because it's a small dog. Right. They were like, you know, what the hell? Like, and it's something new to add to the show since that's never happened before.
So you obviously...
I'm glad you brought Daisy.
You love Daisy. And obviously, you know, we kind of never really touched on Daisy until this episode. And obviously, if you have a dog and you're not really training it, like you claim Johnny and Avery weren't really good, you know, masters.
They weren't.
The dog's going to shit all over the house, piss all over the house, rip up the trash bags. I mean, was this a daily occurrence?
Yes, like, I mean, I love Daisy, but she is disgusting. Like, there were times where she was pulling out, like, bloody pads out of the trash can, leaving them on the back porch. And Donnie and Avery don't walk the dog. They lay in the bed all morning, and the dog is already doo-doo twice. We come home, there's always doo-doo on the stairs. Our house smells so bad. Like, my mom asked me this today, watching the show. She was like, does that house stink? And I was like, oh, my God, yes. Like, the house smells really bad because they never walk the dog. So I wasn't the only one who had ever stepped in dog poop. I was just the only person who was like, I'm not cleaning this shit up.
Go ahead.
I don't know.
Did anyone ever complain about it? I mean, did it ever get to a point of like,
yes.
Yo, this ain't our dog. Like, we'll walk the dog for you. We don't mind walking him. We don't mind feeding him. But like, when it comes to shit, like, at the end of the day, that's your dog.
Yeah.
Was this a conversation that had happened before this big incident?
Yeah, Jordan. He used to go off on Johnny Avery all the time. Like, I'm sick of your dog doing in the house. Like, clean it up. I wasn't the only one. Like, everybody was fed up with it. And the fact that our house smelled so bad is because of this dog.
Okay, can I say how I see it, and you tell me if you agree or disagree, but I think that Avery brought the dog onto the house, and it's Avery's dog. Then Avery starts dating Johnny, so I guess he gets to have some partial responsibility, but I think anything that any of the roommates do to help the dog isn't their responsibility. I think it's just them going above and beyond. So if they feed the dog, if they walk the dog, if they do pick up the dog shit, any of those things, that's not their responsibility. It's them doing a favor.
It's a luxury of us being friends. Exactly. So what I agree. I agree 100%.
So what I didn't understand was, why would Avery want her dog to stop hanging out with you when you're walking the dog, when you're like, it's almost punishing the dog. I don't really get it. It's
freaking annoying.
Like, it's like punishing Daisy because she doesn't want to clean up her own dog's poop. But it's her own dog. You didn't bring a dog onto the show. You didn't sign on to this. Nope. This wasn't your job.
Exactly.
You were just doing things. That's just how I saw it. I don't know. Did anybody disagree with that?
No, no, I agree. And I felt like Johnny coming at you saying you're a waste of space, you're a terrible human. I mean, that's a little dramatic for the poop. I'm like, are you kidding me?
But you know how it is. Like, Johnny is such, like, he's such a girl to me. So, like, I'm never surprised by anything that he does. Like, he fights all of Avery's battles. This is Avery's dog, remember. And he's fighting her battle. If someone had a problem with it, it should have been her, because she's the one who has to clean it up. But because she's not going to say anything, he's going to jump in and obviously fight her battles yet again. Now, Avery, somehow, some way, they felt like it was my responsibility. But I always said this. I said, I didn't come in the house with the dog. I mean, I didn't come in the house with the dog.
No.
And I didn't sign any papers to say that I was the owner. Now, me playing with the dog and walking your dog, that is just me doing that because I love the dog so much, and it's out of the goodness of my heart. I don't have to do it. And let me say this for the record. I cleaned up. I tried to do this through the whole house. I cleaned up all the tracks from the confessional to the very end of the bathroom. That's the whole length of the house. I'm the loft.
Yeah, we
I cleaned
that.
Up all that shit. Oh, just after me doing it. And then I said, I'm not cleaning up the initial pile because it's a 50-50 thing. Like, I'm really not to clean up any of it. But I'll clean up the piles that I attracted to the house. But the initial pile, fuck no. I'm not touching it.
Right. I mean, it gets to the point of, like, I said this to them. If the dog shit was, you know, a sturdy turd and I could get a paper towel and easily pick it up, I don't mind doing that. But if it's smushing it because, yes, by accident, I stepped in your dog shit and it happens to be smushed in the carpet,
no,
I am not getting OxiClean or nothing and getting on my hands and knees to clean your dog shit. No. And so for Johnny...
Thank you.
For Johnny to sit there and...
So dramatic.
You know, okay, you call him a girl. I looked at it more like, dramatic, but a little kid. It's so unfair, Naya.
Right.
Naya, I have to pick it up. It's so unfair.
I know.
And then Avery's like, Johnny, like, don't talk to her. Like, I already told her she cannot play with Avery. And I'm like, Avery, shut up.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, dude, they're kids. Like, Johnny is all of maybe 14 years old at this point. Like, he still plays with Pokemon cards. He's never had any pussy in his life before Avery. Like, he is a little girl. So, like, my expectations are very low for him.
Okay,
so
but
when
guys,
he said you can't talk to the dog, I was just like, okay, dude, I can't talk to the dog. Like, you're such a lame.
We have to keep this real for a second, though, because right now it's all fun and games, and we're agreeing that you didn't have to pick up the turd on the ground, but... It's about to get really real here when you throw a couple punches at Johnny.
No. Actually, before we get there, let's take to it.
I'm just nervous because we don't have her that long.
We saw the editing was kind of really bad in this episode where Jessica came to
talk. Thank you.
I was like, what's going on?
Jessica came to talk to you, and Roxy pointed out that your lips were moving, but it was Jessica's voice. So what was that conversation really going on there?
Wait, no, what part are you talking about?
There was a part where Jessica came up to you and you said, you know, did you hear the story? And Jessica said, well, I heard part of it after, I guess, she came out of Johnny and Avery's room and heard the story. And in that point, the editing was kind of all over the place. It looked very chopped and screwed. And then I noticed later on, Marlon also said, I thought everyone in the house was cool. And I noticed clothing changes also throughout the episode.
Yeah, the editing was
so
weird.
So editing-wise, where did everything happen once you and Johnny kind of got into the argument between Bird? From that point on, how did it go chronologically?
Okay, so, you know, we were sitting... It's basically the same thing. I think where Marlon was missing were changed clothes because he actually kept running in and out of the house while this fight was going on. Like, he was just like, oh my God, I don't want to be a part of it or whatever, I don't know. So... Maybe that's why, you know, there was a part where they made it look like he was in the house, but he really wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Because after the first, you know, few blows, he left. He really just, like, ran out the house and he had something to do, which really meant, you know, he just didn't want to be a part of it and have to, like,
I don't know, defend me or whatever. I don't know, because he was like my boy in the house.
Right.
So I don't know about the editing. I mean, at the end of the day, like, Buna Murray and MTV, like, you know, I kind of signed up for this shit. They can do what they want. They can literally just take my face and put it on another person's body if they want to. Mm-hmm. So I kind of have to just roll with the punches and just hope that they portray the real.
And so where
did... But, I mean, yeah, they cut out a lot of shit. It's just part of reality TV, really.
Where did the anger come? I mean, obviously, you were pissed, and I'm sure there was a buildup that we didn't really get to see, because mm-hmm. it kind of looked like you just snapped. And then for them to edit mm-hmm. Marlon, his confessional, or what, the one-on-one, he kind of said, you know, Nia just snapped.
Told me out.
Yeah. So where did the anger come from? You know, what was going on between you, Johnny? Obviously, because it was you and Johnny. Avery looked like she was just not trying to be about anything.
No.
She wasn't. Gary asked. Okay, so this is what it is. Okay, obviously he threw the snotty rag on me, and then when I walked away, he came back towards me and threw that drink in my face. So yes. Those punches were all delivered. I felt justified. Me grabbing the hair dryer for round two, maybe I shouldn't have done that. But at the same time, I'm not a fighter. Like, the first fight I got into was my last fight, and I was 16 years old. I don't touch people. I don't violate people. People respect me. I respect them, or they keep their distance. But to have somebody yet again bring spit to a verbal fight, I was over it. So I'm like, I have to teach these punk-ass rednecks a lesson. I'm sick of it. Like, you can't keep doing this and think that it's okay. And you, not to mention, I always feel like you can't start a fight and dictate how it is finished or when it is finished. You just don't start fights. Not to mention, let's remember, this is his girlfriend's battle. She couldn't verbally defend herself, so she ran in the bathroom yet again. I mean, she ran in the bedroom, out the bathroom, and told him whatever, enough to compel him to get up and come in. That is still a form of assault, even though it wasn't like acid. You throw a drink in somebody's face. If I were to call the police, you get arrested for that. I've seen it happen in clubs plenty of times.
Right.
You can't do that. Today just shows that, yeah, you wanted to hit me. Like, you already said you wished I was dead over some dog doo-doo. And then you throw a drink in my face because you can't hit me. I respect him for not hitting, but I don't respect him for even fighting this bitch's battle to begin with. So I was angry as fuck. Like, my mom was like, I cannot believe you grabbed that hair dryer. I'm like, when was the last time you see me grab anything? Like, I don't play, but I was so tired of winning verbally and being so strong with my mouth and then people getting certain spitting Cheerios and this and that and choking and biting. Like, fuck that. Like, if you want to fight me, I'm going to fight you like a bitch. And that's exactly what I did.
If you were Avery and you saw you punching her boyfriend, so put yourself in Avery's shoes, would you have picked a fight with you too? Or no?
That's the fucking movie. I said this on the reunion. Understand her jumping to her boyfriend's defense because he wasn't going to hit me. She knew that. However, they don't show this. I'm walking up to this girl and I'm like, it could be a 2-for-1 combo. I just fucked your boyfriend up in the bathroom. I really want to bust your ass too, but I'm not going to hit her first. Because I'm thinking, if I hit her first, I'm going home.
Right.
I kept provoking her and challenging her. She didn't even look at me. She's right where you see her standing. She stood there, and I'm sitting there talking to this girl, talking to her like, when this door opens, I'm fucking him up. But if you want, don't see me from behind. Da 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 da. She waits for me to turn around, and that's when she grabs me. That's why I busted her ass in the back of the head like that. I'm like, dude, I asked you not to hit me from behind. Do you want a piece or not? And you wait for me to turn around.
It was
a wrap at that point.
That's
when they come
like-
in my house.
Do you feel like there was, like, some underlying issues? Did you agree with Marlon when he said that stuff hadn't been squashed? Like, were you carrying stuff around, or were you really over it when you apologized to them? Nia?
Hello?
Hold on. I'm having...
Do you feel like when Marlon said in the confessional that Nia and you guys hadn't squashed all your issues, do you feel like you were carrying that stuff around? Like, when you snapped, like, were you going through past stuff, or was that all just because he threw
that's,
the drink?
And that, okay, let me explain that. That's what sucks, because my side of it is not her. Like, you see me shake my head in Subway when Anastasia's like, this just goes to show that you guys really don't like each other. I'm like, what the fuck? What is there not to like about me? Our last fight where I made up with them, that was a month ago. We didn't even have a single argument up to that point. I laughed and joked with Johnny Avery the morning they went to the lake. So to know that they really didn't like me this whole time, I'm like, you're fake as fuck. Like, I'm thinking everything is cool. But then not to mention, they're hanging around with the enemy. They're hanging around Jordan. So, of course, they believe everything that Jordan is feeding them. But to me, I would much rather you say, bitch, I don't want your apology. I don't like you. Than to tell me otherwise and then smile on my face and say everything under the sun behind my back. So I thought when Anastasia and Marlon both told me that, I was like, it is just the dog shit. They're like, it's not just the dog shit. Like, me and Marlon, I was screaming at each other. I'm like, what the fuck else could it be? We've already made up. How could it be anything else but the dog shit? Nothing else has happened since then. So that's why I was left, like, completely clueless.
Well, a lot of people on Twitter are going back and forth, obviously, about the fight and, you know, getting licks in and whatnot. editing wise, tell us about the fight. I know that you, I saw Avery sticking up for herself and saying she got more licks in, you got more licks in, you saying you got more licks in. I mean, I also noticed that I thought it was kind of unfair that Jordan was holding you back, where Johnny is only holding Avery's waist, where Jordan was kind of holding.
No, and Johnny, okay, let me just go and jump into that. Okay, as soon as the door opens, you see Avery jump at me, grab my hair, and start punching me. Jordan, who hates my guts at this point, is holding me with his arm completely locked around my chest. The next day, my whole, like, under bra, like the area under your bra was completely bruised from how hard he was holding me. What was I supposed to do? Thankfully, all three of those hits, those first swings, she missed. But at the same time, she still had an unfair advantage. Johnny didn't grab her until she had already swung at that point.
Right. Yeah. His hands were around her waist.
You're not going to be holding my hand. There was a point where I was up against the wall and Jordan is holding both my hands down. Like, it was crazy as fuck. And I'm like, that's why I was like, you can't live in my house anymore. And Jordan, I'm gonna have my homeboy, my trainer, come and fuck you up. Like, you guys are not gonna do this. So, and that's basically, you know, what we're getting into next episode. Spoiler, but
can you really
over
get
it.
The
no,
trainer?
Avery thinks she won because she pulled out my clip-in extension and then she scratched me under my nose. I don't know. I mean, I'm not from the hood, but that doesn't dictate the winner of a fight. The winner of the fight is who has the most licks.
Can you tell us about Avery's fight history? Do you know if she gets in fights regularly or if this was her first fight or what's going on?
No, Avery is just like the most, like, she fistfought her mom. Like, who does that? Like, she fistfought her mom. My mom thinks she's a whore and a porn star, which she really is. I can't wait to find that fucking porn. She's a hoe. Like, she said it. I slept in a fuckwear prom dress. I'll get married in that dress. She's had a problem life her whole life. I haven't had that life. She's talking about, you know, having to fight girls and strippers and whatever. That's fine. Girl, I was in school, living in the suburbs, playing volleyball, and maybe, you know, I don't have the same lifestyle as her. Like, I'm not a fighter. I don't enjoy fighting, but I have no problem busting your ass if I need to, especially if you touch me first.
That's what I was saying. I feel like the last few episodes you've been kind of chill, and I was like, once you provoke you, you're like a bee's nest, and it's like it's the game over.
Yes.
Well,
yes. I don't touch anybody first. That's one thing I don't do. Now, I don't touch nobody first this whole season.
I know you gotta get off, but one question before we let you go, and we hope you'll call in next week to kind
of
talk about.
Of course.
But one question to kind of give yourself a little defense. The way you handled it, or maybe it was the way it was edited, it kind of looks like the same situation with Jordan, where you went into Jordan's room and it looked like you provoked the situation.
You escalated it.
Right. And then when you walked into the room and kept calling Daisy while Daisy was on the bed, it kind of looks like you're the one instigating it. So is that editing-wise, or was it you at that point you're like, fuck this, like, it's a dog, and you can't tell me I can't touch the dog because it's in the house.
That's exactly what it was. It was me being immature, saying, you know, making the kissy noises, rolling him up, the same way I was rolling Jordan up. Absolutely. However, at what point do we go from playing a verbal game to now I'm going to spit Cheerios in your face, saliva-covered Cheerios, choke you, which they cut out, bite you till you bleed, pour a drink in your face, throw a snotty rag on you, grab you from behind? At what point do we start playing that game?
Right.
I was never playing that game. My game is all verbal. I am a skilled verbal person. I don't need to fight physically.
But you
just
win.
Because you're not winning, now you want to resort to this? Like, and then you think I'm not going to retaliate? Like, you can't dictate. Like, it's like walking into a lion's den and it's saying, oh, you know, don't eat me alive. Just bite my arm off. No, bitch, you shouldn't have walked in the fucking lion's den. You bit off more than you could chew, and you thought that the fight was going to stop, you know, whenever you, maybe the way it did back home in Arizona. But where I'm from, you're not going to live in my house. You're not going to sleep next to me after you just fucking did all that, both of y'all. Y'all got to go. Y'all have to get out of my house. I told her I'm going to hit you every time I see you, when you sleep, when you're taking a shit, when you're in the shower, when you're on the computer, when you're saying your prayers. Or you can move out of my house. And she didn't believe me, and that's why she got rocked one good last time in the bathroom, which ended up turning into four good times. And what do you think the fuck happened? I think they got the point.
I mean, my thing is the way Johnny be shitting in the house, like, you would think he would have no problem picking up some damn dog shit at the end of the day.
Exactly.
But
Johnny is such a scrub. Like, I don't underestimate a fool, and he is bad. He's a fool.
Well, Naya, thank you so much for calling in. Give everyone your Twitter handle.
Yes, my Twitter and Instagram handle is the same thing. It's The Real Naya Moore, and that's NIAMOORE.
Awesome. Thanks, and I know
thanks for having me on again, guys.
Thank you, Naya.
And I know Naya is about to do a Ustream channel, so make sure you guys check that out. And hopefully, Naya, you can call in next week.
Yes.
Yes, I will.
Thanks, right, Naya.
Bye.
All right. Damn.
I just feel torn, kind of. It's like, you know, yeah. I get what she's saying, and I feel the same way. Like, you don't mess with me, and if you mess with me, don't try to dictate the rules of the fight because I'll come right back at you. But at the same time, her blows to Johnny and to Avery, more so to Johnny, were so hard that it was like she was going in for the kill.
There was anger in there.
Yeah, that wasn't like, I'm going to hit you a couple times. That's like, I'm going to pound on you until somebody rips me off your body.
Well, it's interesting because you watch the house and the castmates, and it's like you hear the story like, first Jessica's crying because everyone's being mean to Jessica. Then Jordan's upset because everyone hates. It seems like everyone, they find a target.
Yeah.
And then it's like for a week straight, it's that. So I wonder if it was Naya's turn.
Like, I feel like this real world is so, like, elementary and so high school. Mm-hmm. And so it's just really, and I think that's another reason why it's just I don't care at this point. Because I'm just like, aren't you guys, like, older? Like, I know everybody's, like, 22 or 24. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, this is so high school. This is so elementary. Like, I just can't. Like, all the arguments are so fucking dumb.
Yeah.
And
it's like they're not adults.
Right. Yeah, it's weird. I can't take it.
That's what's been weird. And then every time that we talk to people, everybody is able to justify. And I'm like, oh, well, I could kind of see that. But
right.
But it still doesn't make a difference. It's like you're saying, like in high school, I thought it was cool to fight over stupid things like dog shit or turd,
like,
whatever
it is.
Oh,
you can't sit at my table.
And then got in a fist fight and be like, yeah, I got in a fist fight. Like, that's not cool.
Don't worry, Johnny. She's not going to touch the dog anymore.
It sounds like we called her. Like, shit.
You go, girl.
Doesn't it sound like a poorly written TV show? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? It sounds like a poorly scripted show.
Avery's so basic.
Ooh.
Well, that's too. Yeah. I mean, she is
pretty. I will give her she's pretty.
At this point, her personality and all her actions do not make her pretty.
This is why I asked Naya that. I said, if you were her, wouldn't you go in on you too? And I like that Naya said, yeah, she would. Because, you know what? Nobody's going to go after my man when he can't defend himself.
Well, I get
But at the same time, I just feel like this went, why did this go so far?
Because you know what? Honestly, you know why it went so far?
I want to know.
Because of Avery. The reason is, Naya said, I'm not picking up the dog shit. Avery, that is your dog. End of the day, you probably had to sign a paper that you even brought the dog.
Right.
And Avery was real quiet. I mean, bitch, you cleaning the counters. And you cleaning. This bitch was in the bathroom cleaning and the kitchen cleaning. Right. You cleaning everything. Go in the damn place and clean the dog shit. End of story. I'm so sorry you stepped in my dog shit.
Exactly.
I am so sorry. Bye. End of story. It would have been done.
Right.
Johnny, what are you doing? Why are you arguing like that? Go lay down. I'll take care.
Even if you think you're right, Avery. At the end of the, even if you think that Naya should have picked it up, still at the end of the day, why not just do it? It is your dog. Like you're saying, probably contractually she has to pick it up, or at least has to take care of the dog. It's hers, you know. Why don't Why don't you be pissed at Naya, but clean up the shit anyway? Just clean it and be like, oh, that was annoying, and then be done with it.
Right. I will say Naya's blows did seem like there was a little extra something going on. Like her past was coming through. Something.
Right.
She saw an ex-boyfriend, or like, I don't know.
To Johnny's head, it was like a hammer.
Exactly.
I know. It was scary. That was scary.
Yeah. You
know,
well, for someone who has not fought that much, I mean.
Right.
And nobody's ever thrown a drink on me like that, so I don't know what kind of stuff I would see.
Yeah, I've never had
a drink on me. I would have just been like.
If it was a girl, that's one thing, but if a guy threw a drink in my face, oh my God.
No.
Quick. No, but honestly, Nicolette, is that how you would react? Would you say.
Yes, that's exactly how I would react.
You would slow motion.
I'd be like. I'm like, damn, they messed up my makeup.
Notice.
This bitch is just doing.
And I don't know what I would do next. I don't know.
You don't
that's
know?
What I would do for sure.
Like, if someone really. I would just. All of a sudden, Nicolette's close slow motion. I really would. I would literally just be like.
I feel like realistically.
I just did not just pour.
No, realistically, I mean, okay. Like, you do that.
Realistically, I would.
No.
That is something I would do.
No,
I'm saying realistically, you do that, and then, like, maybe you slap him or something. But I think if he threw a drink, maybe I slow motion freak out, but then I don't pat, like, you know.
I'm telling you, I don't know what I would do.
Honestly, I really could not throw a punch, so I probably really couldn't fight nobody.
I know.
Like, I would really just be in shock, and I'd be like, fuck you, bitch. And then I'd, like, walk away.
I'd be like, Jesse,
let's go.
I'd be up in a club with a wet drink on.
Okay.
Up in the club. She's in her bathroom.
Oh, that's the only reason I think it would be a fight in a club. I would not be having no fights in the bathroom in the bedroom. Okay.
I am not going in the real world.
So, okay. What do you guys think as far as the whole bird thing? Where Bird involved herself And you know,
I feel bad for her. That was sad.
I did too. I felt like it was like, just kind of like
she didn't really say anything.
So rude. I know. Like
Johnny's just full of the low blows, like calling people fat or waste of space. Yeah. Or he never says anything actually about anybody's personality being
like a legit thing of why he doesn't like.
I don't like you because you always met. Like if he sat her down and was like, "Listen, Bird, I feel like you meddle into my business a lot."
No, he would never.
It's an issue because you're really you think you're helping, but sometimes it causes a bigger problem.
He's like, "Your stupid eyeshadow sucks."
Yeah, exactly. Like, what? Exactly. And that's why I don't
actually,
get.
It's MAC Cosmetics, bitch.
That's the problem. And I felt bad for this episode, Bird in this episode, too. I actually really liked Bird in the past few weeks, and I feel like she is trying to help. You know, you have to see where somebody's heart is. Where are they coming
and she
from?
She didn't even say anything. And she was
like, Johnny, she was like, Johnny, like, she's sitting smoking and he's cigarette. Just like,
shut up, Bird.
And then your apology is, sorry, I take my anger out on people. As you're walking by, like,
oh,
what was
crying.
That? I didn't hear that. I didn't catch that one.
That was a drive-by apology.
And then, again, the root of this, where it could have all been fixed, again, my personal opinion, Avery. Bird then walked up to you and
Avery,
said...
Oh, yeah, Avery, because they were friends.
Right.
Yeah,
no, I just didn't like the way he delivered what he said to me. Avery's like, wait, you just shouldn't...
And now we're funny about it
bitch,
now.
Bitch, that's when your head goes... Down on the
exactly,
mic
exactly. Yeah.
Like the way Avery handled that is just like,
Bird
who
would
are
never,
you?
Bird
like,
would never
no,
Bird.
No, let's
she wouldn't
talk about this.
Like,
no.
Well, Avery just gets on my damn nerve. I mean, especially how she handled that situation with Bird. It's like, come on, bitch. Like,
that's your
for
friend.
Real.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it's those kind of girls who always choose their boyfriend care. Over their friends, no matter what's
and
going on.
And it always bites them in the ass at the
yep.
end.
Right, of
yeah.
course. But earrings are here's what I can't tell, because you're like, it's Avery. It all starts with Avery. And I kind of agree with that, but at the same time, and I hate saying this because I don't like disliking anybody from Boston. That's our city. Like, you know, right. we love it there. But I just feel like Avery isn't this girl. And Avery's the kind of girl who's tofu. She morphs to whatever
yeah,
she's
I was
in.
Gonna
and
say that.
Johnny's what mm-hmm. she's in. So I feel like maybe he's at the butt of the situation. I don't know.
Well, forget all that. Right now we have Marlon on the line. What up, Marlon?
Yo, what's good? What's good?
Hi, Marlon.
Hey.
All right, we just got Naya.
Hey.
We got Naya off the line. Crazy episode. You know, so we need you to kind of come into this and kind of referee what really went down.
Hold on,
down.
Can we start with Jessica first off?
Yeah. So,
are you supporting this whole situation with her in this purity ring?
Yo, I mean, you know, I think it's a good thing for her if she feels like that's gonna make her, you know,
but
feel more comfortable with herself and find a guy that she wants to. I mean, I feel like, yeah, do your thing.
Well, yeah, but do you believe her? Do you think she was doing it like, you know, like this
her
all came out of like
here.
Somewhere? Mm. Yeah,
we're
her.
Oh yeah, I mean, I think I do. I mean, I think it was like an attention thing. I think it was like, you know, hey,
oh.
I just broke up with my boyfriend. I want people to feel sorry for me. Da 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 da.
Interesting.
You know, and I think that's what it started out initially. But I think eventually, as she really did her research and like really got into it, she found like, you know, a good reason to have it.
But can you talk to
but
us?
But it
about
definitely started because of the Tyler. It started because of the Tyler thing. Don't get it twisted, though.
Right.
What is this? What is this research she's doing? We're sitting there wondering. You know,
I mean,
what do you have to research to become to be a virgin? You know, not to what do you call born again?
No, yeah, no. That's not even what the research is about. The research was about like her. It was more on her faith side. Research was more about strength and like dealing with being
like
you know second time virgin and all that stuff. That's where the research
oh
because
they showed
that.
No, we didn't
y'all
see
didn't
that
see that part.
Okay.
It just said purity and celibacy and like don't have sex.
But,
bye Felicia.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly. But you know, initially I think it was just a big, you know, okay, Tyler just dumped me and I'm sad.
Well, so, you know, you could kind of relate to Jessica, as we saw in the past couple episodes. You know, you both were trying to fight temptation. And this has kind of been your reoccurring theme throughout the season. Obviously, they're both totally different situations. How would you say you handled, because obviously we ain't seen you with no purity ring.
Okay.
But how did you kind of handle your temptation situation?
I mean, I guess the big thing is just, like, knowing your boundaries. Like, knowing, like, you know, okay, hey, I know I can go this far before I can't say no. So that's the big thing. And like, for me, it was just, like, just being conscious at all times. Like, okay, cool. I can't go talk to her because I know if I go talk to her, it's going to happen. So I'm just going to sit, I'm going to chill over here. Or I'm not going to go to this club because I know, like, you know, I'm going to get hounded by, like, every chick in there. So, like, I just don't do it. You know what I mean? It's just like having that boundary and staying within your little box.
Then what's the point of this boundary then? You ain't even having fun. You can't even go to the club because you feel like girls are going to be on you. I just don't understand that, but...
Now going to the club, yeah, you know, it's pretty much.
It's a little different. It's definitely going to be crazy.
But at the time, it wasn't that bad. At the time, it was just kind of like, you know, we had our own little section and we chilled.
Because at the end of the day, there's temptation everywhere. I mean, there could be a fine-ass girl walking down the street and just like, ooh, you know, you all start talking, you all go on a date. That's temptation right there. You're going to find them everywhere. You know
or
what I'm saying?
Or at the grocery store trying to get your milk.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Don't get it twisted. It's everywhere. I'm not denying that. But it's just like, yo, you got to have that conscious thing in the back of your head. Like, hey, man, you know, slow your roll. Look at it, think about touching it, want to touch it, and then go to the other side of the sidewalk and keep it moving.
Mm-hmm. What was your relationship like with your father growing up?
Man, my father was cool, yo. Like, he was definitely there for me the whole time. Like, it was only me and him. Like, you know what I'm saying? My mom and my pops got divorced when I was like six months old. So like it's been me and him the whole time.
No.
He's just always been there to just help me and just be like, yo, stay on top of your game. You know, if you need something, I got you, and just always encouraging me to be, you know, better person.
And you know, you openly talked about how the gay community kind of helped you at a time in your life. And looking back at that, you know, what was your father's reaction to that period of your life?
I mean, for him, it was just like, you know what I'm saying? It was just like, you know, why wouldn't you come to family? Why wouldn't you da 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 da? But it was just like, it was different because it was like that point in time where it's just like, you know, family isn't exactly a part of everything that you do every day because it's like, you know, I'm not at the crib with him. I'm not at the crib or I'm off at college somewhere crazy. You know what I'm saying? So they didn't understand that part. But at the same time, he was like, well, you know, you got through it. You know, you got the fam. You know, we're always here for you. So, like, just voice that to us and go from there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like a lot of the times you do the things that you do so you can impress your father or because you feel like you owe it to him, or do you feel like it's for yourself?
No, it's definitely for myself. I mean, the thing about it is like my pops is the type of person where it's like, look, I'm going to show you how to do it and make sure that you do it right. And then from there, you just have to weigh the consequence of, do you want to do it the way I showed you and get the good, you know what I'm saying, the good consequence, or do it somewhere else, and then you get the bad. You know what I mean? My decisions are never based on, like, trying to please my father. That's never the case. I just feel that my dad has done so much, and I feel like my dad is such a good mentor that it would be stupid for me to go out here and be doing all the stuff that I know I'm not supposed to, and then people have to look back at him like, you know, what are you teaching your kid? You ain't teaching your kid, right? I think that's unfair to him.
From watching this episode, was your dad disappointed, or did you guys have some tough conversations, or how did he react to it?
I mean, obviously, my dad's a pastor, so he was just like, yo, I don't agree with it. I don't like it. I don't think it's right. You know, all that good stuff. But at the same time, he's like, you're my son, and I want you to do well.
Good.
And I want you to be successful. So just understand, I can't support that side of your life. But, you know, anything else that you're doing, I'll be there for you, and I still want you to be, you know, a good person, good man, and have a great life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I do agree
with that.
It's
all love. That's good, I mean?
That you and your father have that connection. You know what I mean? You don't hear a lot of people who actually just grown up with their pops. You know what I mean? It's normally the other way around.
Exactly.
You know, and I do want to say I did love your all song together.
Oh, it was.
Oh, yeah.
That was that.
That was great. The one that we heard in the studio. You played it.
Yeah, you've been.
What's that?
The song that you played in the studio. We all liked it. The one with you and your dad.
Oh yeah. Like I did that. I had did that a little while ago, and then me and Rax got together and was like, "Yo, let's remix it. Let's kind of give it a new feel." And I was like, "All right, cool." But like that song was just kind of like, it was just like, I was just kind of coming out of that time in my life where I was like, look, things are going to get better. I'm doing better with my life. Mm-hmm. And just like, why not put down my life up until this point for people to hear? You know what I mean?
Because
like, that's forever. You know what I'm saying? Like, whether I'm gone tomorrow, I live another 40, 50 years, people will be able to have a piece of who I am.
Exactly. So that's what's up.
That's what I made it for. And my pops loved it. And it was like, yo, I want to be a part of it. So I put him on there. And
that's really
from there.
And cool. You're very open about, like, the struggles that you've gone through in life. And, I mean, I think it's good for people to be able to watch the show and hear, you know, masculine man say there was a point in my life where I did try something different. You know, I'm not there anymore, but there was a point where I did it. How did you become comfortable enough with yourself to be able to openly admit that to people? Because a lot of people kind of suppress things like that, or they don't want to talk about
it. Man, I'm not dude. Let me have you understand something about me. I don't care. Like, honestly, I don't care what people think about me. I've moved every 3.5 years of my life. So being the butt of jokes or being questioned and all that stuff, that's just part of life for me. But I'm just the type of person, I'm open. Like, I'll tell you whatever you want to know. You just got to ask. I've just always been that way because I, like, you know, for me, it's like I learn from my mistakes and I move on.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mind telling anybody anything about me because I feel like that helps them understand my success. That helps them understand where I grow from and why I am who I am now. Whereas if I'm trying to sugarcoat everything and make it look perfect, then you won't respect the accomplishments I have. You won't respect the fact that it took me a little hard work. It took me some sleeping out of my car. It took me some not having food to eat to get to where I'm at now. You know what I mean? And I think that's part of it.
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm open with it, because I want that kid out there that thinks he doesn't have a way to see that there is somebody out there that didn't have a way and made it.
And yeah, that's definitely, like we said to Bird when Bird called in, you know, with her whole boyfriend situation, to be able to come out and talk about certain struggles that you've had and kind of be role models for other people. We appreciate that. Now, I kind of want to rewind a little bit to the initial Jordan Nia fight. We actually went to the after show and saw you guys kind of argue back and forth with each other. Going into the house, were you attracted to Nia? Was there ever any sort of jealousy in the sense of you thought maybe Nia liked Jordan over you? Or was that kind of just the way MTV edited it?
Hell no, let's squash that shit real quick. First of all, yes, I thought Nia was fine. And yes, I thought, you know what I'm saying, like, we had a connection. For our connection was based on friendship. Me and Nia had a lot of talks about our family, where we come from, where we're trying to go in life. From she talked to me about her, like, the dudes that she called practice or whatever when she first got there, she talked to me about them names. Like we just had a great friendship. Now they played it up and made it look like we had I was feeling her and all that stuff.
Right.
But it wasn't on that level. Like, physically, yes, she got a big booty. She's cute. She's tall. Like, come on. Like, I'd be stupid to not like it. But it wasn't a jealousy factor. Like that wasn't the case at all. So, like, squash that. Like, nah. Okay.
So then, I mean, obviously, you and Jordan kind of had your little... Well, it seems like Jordan, everyone was kind of off and on with Jordan. I mean, was that mostly editing? I mean, how did you kind of come to... turns with
that
Jordan.
Was kind of what it was, man. It was just like, you know, some days Jordan was like the best guy to be around, and some days it would be like, Jordan, like, you shut up, dude. You're pissing everybody off, like, you're making this awkward. And that was just kind of his deal. It was just like, you know, he had his opinion, he had his side, and he stuck to it. And sometimes it just came off the wrong way to people, and some days it did. Like, that's just who he was at the time.
You know, in tonight's fight, I was kind of expecting you to be the one who was holding Nia back, but instead it was Jordan. And when we were just talking to Nia, she said you were kind of in and out of the house a lot during the fight. Can you tell us about why were you doing that? Why weren't you the one holding her back? Were you just sick of the whole thing, or how'd that go down?
I mean, at that point, I felt like I just didn't want to deal with the drama. You know, like, y'all see, I chill, you know. I'm drama-free. I don't get in all that. At that point, I was just like, man, I'm not dealing with this. Plus, after they fought the first time, I was there for like 30 minutes and made sure everybody was chilled. And then I had to leave to go do some business meetings. I was meeting, you know what I'm saying, you know, another company, like an actual Portland company that's making bank that wanted to talk to me about stuff I had going on. So I couldn't stay there trying to mediate a fight when, you know, I got business deals going on.
Right. And I mean, you know, you were kind of there for both fights. When it goes back to the Jordan and Nia fight, did you ever feel like the way, I mean, I don't really know how close you were with Jordan in the house, because it just kind of seems like Jordan kind of floats on his own. Did you ever look at it, the way you approached Jordan, it kind of came off very aggressive, that, or maybe we didn't see a conversation that you had about kind of expressing about the N-word and how you felt about it. Like, it kind of...
Well, see, that's the thing, though. That's the thing, though. That was the second time Jordan had used the N-word around in a negative light. That was the second time it happened. The first time it happened, I let it slide, and we talked about it, and I just educated him on the fact that his opinion of the N-word was very ignorant.
Okay.
And we talked it out, and it was done. Now, y'all don't get to see that. Then it came up again... where he's using the N-word again in a negative light, and he's making monkey jokes. So it's just like, bro, like, I'm done being nice with you about it, because obviously, us talking about it, you didn't get the picture the first time, and now you still think it's cool to throw it around, so we're going to handle this.
All right, and then going to this fight, what's your stance as far as the whole dog shitting in the house? I mean, do you understand what Nia said as far as, like, well, it's your dog, like, I'm not cleaning that up? Or do you look at it like, girl, you saw it, you stepped in it, go pick it up?
I honestly think that, like, that's a hard deal because it's like, that whole fight wasn't about dog poop. I mean, yeah, you know, dog poop happened. They got into an argument and they fought. Yeah, but it wasn't about dog poop. But if you look at the dog poop, Nia did her part. Like, she stepped in the dog poop. She picked up the stuff that she tracked through the house. And then, you know what I'm saying, it's a 50-50 deal. It's their dog. She plays with the dog. So why is it too outrageous to say, okay, cool, you picked up the tracks that you made through the house, we'll pick up the dog poop, and then we're even.
So
because,
then,
I mean, at the end of the day, it's Johnny Navy's dog, right?
Right.
And they weren't potty training her, so the dog was just pooping everywhere in the house. So, like, for them to be mad at her because she stepped in the poop, like, I'd be pissed too. Like, and I wouldn't want to clean it up. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just 50-50.
But you said it didn't start over dog shit, but at the end, Nia was just on the line, and she said there was no inner feelings towards them. She said that it really was over dog shit. She wasn't mad about anything else. So where do you think that the problem stemmed from?
Hell no. It came from everything, from the how she talked to Brett, to their interaction with each other, and the arguments that they got into, the splash bar night, the fight with Johnny and LJ. Like, it was all that built up to this point, and then it was just one thing to set them off again, and it brought all that anger out again, and then they fought. Like, that's what it was about.
So you didn't feel like it was ever really just done? Like, because that's what Nia said tonight. She said she was completely done.
I mean, maybe for Nia. Maybe
it
Nia
seemed like she was,
you know,
cool.
Okay, we apologize, we're over it, it's done. But I don't think it was ever really fully done for Johnny and Henry. I really don't.
At this point, who are you cool with from the house and who are you not? Because it's all like...
I know.
It's all getting lost in the shuffle here.
I feel like you're probably cool with everybody.
Dude, I'm cool with everybody. Yeah. I chop it up with everybody, honestly, yo. Like, I never really had a fallout with anybody in the crib, yo. Like, Johnny and Avery, I chop it up with them. Jordan, we, you know what I'm saying, we kick it. Nia, obviously. Bird, me and Bird are still doing music together. We're working on more music. So, it's all love. With everybody.
Only
with
person
me.
You didn't name was Jessica.
Just saying.
Just throwing it out there.
I don't have anything against Jessica. We just don't talk like that all the time.
Right.
You know, we talk every once in a while, you know. Like, we keep in touch just to make sure we're both still kicking and family's good, but we don't talk all the time, you know.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
All right, Marlon, well, thank you so much for calling in. I know you got a lot of stuff going on that a lot of people probably didn't. I mean, I found you before The Real World even started. I found you with, like, a T-shirt line or something. Tell us about some of the projects that you got going on.
Bro, I'm crazy busy right now, man. I just linked up. Honestly, just coming from the shooting reunion, I linked up with a modeling agency. So I'm definitely getting into the modeling game, you know, getting the body right so I can be in some really crazy hot pictures, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Been doing the music, man. The joint that I did with Jessica has been getting a lot of love. Thirsty,
Oh, that's funny. That's the end.
Put out Reflection, a song Reflection with my pod, people like that. We put that on iTunes to people. We're actually about to drop another video next Wednesday. So, like, next Wednesday, we're going to drop a video for Lay Down, which actually has Anastasia and Naya on it and me. So,
oh, wow.
And it'll actually have a little video. And then the clothing line just dropped the, I actually just dropped the first little summer line. So, got a few shirts out there that people need to go cop. You know, that wavycartel.com. Go get you a shirt. And only $25. Save up your little lunch money and get you a shirt. you know what I mean? So, like, that's it, man. The music, the clothing line, the modeling, like, it's, real world has literally opened up so many doors that, like, my phone does not stop ringing. Like, people are constantly just on me right now, trying to figure out what I'm doing and trying to get a part of what I'm trying to build. And
well,
good stuff, man.
Monopolizing.
I know you just got back from the challenge, so I know you can't give anything away, but which did you prefer, the real world or the challenge?
Challenge. Challenge.
Oh.
That's my element, man. Like, competing for stuff. Like, you know, I come from athletic background, so put some money in my face and say, hey, go run and jump on this to get this money. Game over. Done.
Are we going to see the same chill Marlon in the challenge house? Or I know there's a lot of testosterone.
Dude, you know, you're going to see a mixture, man. Like, I was going through a lot of crap right after Real World happened. And so you're definitely going to get to see a more vocal version of Marlon, I would say.
All right.
But I mean, that depends on how to edit the show. So, like,
right.
I might still be the guy in the background not saying much. So I don't know. But definitely more vocal. Definitely, I'm definitely bringing some surprises to the table. So people should tune in, man.
All right. And before we get you off the line, what's your Twitter handle?
It's Twitter is JDZMTV. Get at me.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Marlon, for calling in. We
thank
totally appreciate you.
Thanks, Marlon.
Yeah, no problem. Thank y'all for having me, man. Appreciate it.
Bye. Right. All right, guys. I just want to talk about one thing before we continue on. I want to talk to you guys about energy vampires. Have you guys ever heard of energy vampires before?
Tell me.
I do think so.
Where have you heard of energy vampires before?
I think it was this amazing movie that I saw. I don't remember. Wait, what was it called? It was so funny.
Oh, Serial Buddy.
Oh, my God.
All right, guys. AfterBuzz TV is created by Maria Menounos and Kevin Undergaro. Not only are they creating this amazing content for you guys, but they've also created an actual movie that is hilarious. It is a cult classic. I know our fans here at AfterBuzz TV, you guys stick by our side so strong, and we need your help, please, in order to support AfterBuzz TV. We don't ask any money from you guys. We don't ask for nothing. We give this content to you for free. But we do ask that you help support Kevin and Maria out and AfterBuzz TV out by purchasing The Adventures of Serial Buddies on iTunes. It's hilarious. There's tons of celebrities in it. I've seen it, like, I can't even count how many times I've seen it. It's that funny.
And some of our very own AfterBuzzers
are in it.
Yep.
Yes.
It's amazing.
And you will learn about energy vampires there. So I put the word out. If you want to know what energy vampires are about, if you want a classic cult movie, hilarious, purchase
Adventures of Serial Buddies.
Steamer. all right, guys, let's head into predictions.
Okay, so we're seeing the debate. Should Naya leave, yes or no? What are you thinking?
Let's do a debate. Should Naya leave or yes or no?
Raise your hand if you think Naya should stay.
Yay, boop. Naya stays.
And at the end of the day, when I think about...
Who thinks Avery and Johnny should leave?
No, I don't. I really don't. I don't think Naya should leave.
Kick him out.
Kick him out.
At the end of the day, I think... Think about it. The only people who are going to vote against Naya is Jordan...
Johnny and Avery. I don't think Jordan will.
No?
What? I don't think Jordan even wants to go up, bark up that tree. I think he doesn't care enough.
I agree.
He's been
MIA.
I don't agree.
I think he'll be like,
I think he will, though.
Buffalo.
I think he's just... Yeah. I think he will vote for her out. I don't know. You think she'll vote?
I don't know.
Do you think she's going home?
I don't know.
I don't think so. We see the speech. He's like, you're manipulative, lying bitch. I feel like what's coming after that is, but... We're here one more week, and I don't care. Just stay out of my way. You know, I don't think he's saying all that. And then he's like, so get out.
And if we go to Bad Girls Club, it's produced by the same people. usually if it's like in that last stretch, it's kind of like, well,
oh, come on, we need all the shots.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, though, everybody was hitting everybody, so no one can really get kicked off.
Right. Well, Nia had some anger in that one.
She did. She
saw that Johnny punch that really just kind of
and that head. Ooh,
girl, you was mad.
She saw an ex-boyfriend. I'm telling y'all.
Probably.
Something happened.
Shout out to everybody watching us. We appreciate you guys tuning in every single week, keeping the comments going on YouTube, iTunes. Please hit us up. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Download, rate, subscribe. Follow us at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Download The Adventures of Serial Buddies and keep the real world conversation going
all
week long by following me at DJ Jesse J.
And me at Sensei underscore DRC.
Drea Renee underscore N.
At Roxy Stryer.
We love your guys' tweets. We tweet about the show all week long. So hit us up on Twitter. Hit us up on iTunes. Till next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.